True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Running the three-man show today. It's JP, Cakes, and Bish Bucks. EB set to return tomorrow. Later in the program, Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel joins us. But right now, we're going to talk some Caps. They lost a couple over the weekend. Tarik El-Bashir joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Tarik covers the Caps for Monumental Sports. Hey, Tarik.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Tarik, did you expect to see the Caps and the Bands of Maker Dance collab in the in the tunnel? Like, did you have that on your bingo card at some point during the season? That was kind of funny to see.
Juicy J in the Capitals locker room before a regular season game was definitely not on my bingo card. But I got to respect the Caps for reaching out to and finding and tracking down the rapper that is, his song is Jacob Chychrun's goal song now, but it's also kind of like the soundtrack to the season a little bit for the team. I just thought that was hilarious.
No, it was great. I mean, you're definitely reaching out to a different demographic. It's cool to see those guys there hanging out and dapping up the guys on the way Absolutely. To the ice. Yeah, it was definitely cool.
All right, yeah, so the question...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, for someone of my vintage, Juicy J is kind of like right in my wheelhouse,
right.
Age-wise.
So okay.
I was especially tickled to see that.
Yeah.
All right, so the question we've kind of thrown out here recently, and definitely today, is should we be worried about this Capitals team right now? They're kind of limping into the playoffs.
You want to be playing your best hockey going into the playoffs, obviously. That said... I've covered this team for a couple decades now and the league as a whole. And you see this a lot with teams that don't have a lot to play for, that clinch the division early and clinch the Eastern Conference early, and then kind of know they've got to kind of play out the string in a different kind of way. They're not playing out the string just to get to the end of the regular season. They're go into the offseason. They're just playing out the string to get to the fun part, the part where they got to double down and really ramp it up. And so you see this. I looked at the standings this morning, and the other teams in the Metro who are also in the playoffs are also kind of, blah right now. Carolina 4-5-1 in their last 10, New Jersey 4-5-1 in their last 10, even the Panthers in the Atlantic. I mean, the defending champions 5-4-1, essentially 500. The Caps are below that 3-6-1 in their last 10. All teams kind of hit some turbulence at points in their season, and that's what they're going through right now. And I think some of it is just human nature. And the thing about pro sports and the NHL in particular, if your battle level is down just 5%, if your focus is down just 5%, if your mental prep is just off 5%, you're going to lose even to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Like, that's just going to happen. And that's kind of where they are. And you know, I feel a little bit for Carberry because, you know, he's trying to get his team to start, you know, dialing in for the playoffs. But at the same time, he's resting players. Like, hey, guys, go out and beat the Blue Jackets. But, oh, by the way, John Carlson, your number one D, is going to take the night off. You know, it's kind of a fine line you have to walk there. I will say this. I thought their battle and their compete was better yesterday than it was in the 7-0 loss the previous night in Columbus. Just the execution was off. A couple of really bad turnovers, and both are in the back of the net, and that was pretty much the game.
Tarik, how much of this do you think is the hangover from the Ovi goal chase? Yeah. And I'm guessing the team and the coaches and everybody, they're happy that it happened. Now they can dial in and get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I think there is something to that as well. You know, hangover literally and figuratively. I mean, it was, you know, a big celebration. There was all, as Tom Wilson said, and this is a quote last night in the locker room, there was a lot going on, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, your captain is chasing down hockey immortality. There's parties. Once he gets there, everyone's going out and feeling good, and kind of the relief is, you know, you feel a sense of relief. The air is out of the balloon a little bit. And so there was a little bit of that here. I would certainly say that factors into the equation. If there's any silver lining, guys, it's that they still have a little bit of time to get dialed in. You know, they still have two games left. Like I said, I thought they were a little better yesterday. The execution was off. And as Coach Carberry said after the game, you know, there were some teachable moments in that game too, right? The Capitals have won just about everything that there is to win in the regular season, except for the President's Trophy. Winnipeg actually clinched that last night with the loss. On the other hand, Columbus is playing an elimination game every night.
Yeah.
If they didn't win last night, their season was over.
Right.
So they're playing with desperation. The Capitals are going, remember last year when we played really hard down the stretch and we ran out of gas against the Rangers? why don't we just try not to get hurt tonight? You know, and so when those two things come together, coupled with, you know, coming off this historic achievement for their captain, I think that's what we're seeing here. If they go through these next two games and they're still a tick off, I think then maybe you can start using the concern word. And, you know, guys, I know it's a little bit of a cliche, but, you know, people say, you know, if you're on a flight and there's some turbulence, if the flight attendant isn't freaking out, you should be calm.
Yeah.
And to me, the players and Coach Carberry aren't freaking out. So, I think that tells us, like, concern is probably too strong a word right now. Let's see how these next two games go.
Talking to Tarik El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for Monumental Sports. All right, let's talk about the goalie. We've had some injury here. I don't know if the play's been as good of late. What should Caps fans expect from the goalie position heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, I would say that is one area I've got my eye on. You know, Logan Thompson has resumed skating, you know, with other scratches. That said, he's not been cleared to return to practice. So until he's, you know, on the ice in a team practice setting or a morning skate setting, it's really hard to handicap when he might be back. You know, he's going through all the stages of recovery that you have to when you have the type of injury that he has. And I feel like for a lot of the season, guys, the Capitals were playing really well. They were scoring a lot of goals. They were defending. The special teams were good, if not very good. But the goaltending was what was propelling them to the top of the standings. Logan Thompson was playing like a Vezina Trophy winner for a lot of the season. Then there was some slippage, and he signed his big contract, and then he got hurt. I feel like Charlie has been a little more inconsistent. He's had some really good games. He's had some games where, you know, he probably would have liked one or two back. Hunter Shepard was, you know, that's the number three goalie who came up and got lit up the other night. That happens. So I would say, you know, to me, I mean, goaltending plays an outsized role in the playoffs. It's big. A good goalie on an average team can steal a playoff series. Teams that win the cup usually have very good goaltending, if not just a star-level goaltender. So I've got my eye on it. I wouldn't say worried, but I've got my eye on it. It has not been, you know, at the level that it was at times this season, which is to say, you know, they got two games to get dialed in. And until Logan, again, joins the team for practice or morning skate, it's starting to look more and more like this is going to be Lindgren's net for game one.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. If Thompson is cleared, even if he's cleared before game one, he's had such a layoff that maybe Carver is like, hey, let's roll with Chucky in game one and go from there. Is that what your best guess is?
Yeah, that's my best guess. I mean, if Logan is not able to come back and make at least one start, I think it'd be very hard to put a goaltender who's had a couple-week layoff, who hasn't played a game, to then go into game one of an NHL series, you know, with the intensity and the spotlight and everything else. I look, goaltending is different than all the other positions, but it, you know, requires kind of getting your timing back and getting into a rhythm. I think it'd be hard, really hard, to put him in if he does not come back and play either on the island and Pittsburgh, and it certainly does not look like that's going to happen. So I am working under the assumption that it's going to be Chucky's net to start the playoffs.
See, I disagree with Cakes, because Cakes is not worried about how they're playing at all. I told him I'm worried. I'm concerned right now, because I just think back to when the Boston Bruins had 135 points 2 years ago. 135. Mm-hmm. They won 65 games. Now, they ended the season hot. They won eight straight to end the regular season, but they got into the playoffs. They played the eight seed, which was, I believe, Florida, and lost in the first round. But he says he's not worried. I'm not terrified, but if they lost the last two, Tark, they lose to the Islanders, yeah, and they lose to Pittsburgh. I mean, unless they're just not playing any of their regulars and they go into the playoffs losing 9 of 11, I'm going to be concerned.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said for kind of confidence and knowing that you can flip that switch and play well. And if they were to lose the last two, or even one of the last two, with a full lineup, I do think that maybe confidence is going to be a little bit flaky, not quite as solid as it should be going into the postseason. You know, but I will say this about hockey, man, and you guys know this, and I've talked to you guys about this. I mean, the first round, the tournament in general is the most random of the four major sports, but the first round is like, what, you know, it's a bit of a toss-up. I mean, the President's Trophy winning team has only gone to win the cup eight times since the trophy was started being handed out in 85-86. That's crazy that the best team in the regular season only won eight times in all those years. You know, there's more upsets in the first round than the other major sports. It's a silly game played on ice with weird bounces. Pucks hit posts and go in. They hit posts and they go out. You know, there's tripping calls in overtime that result in a power play. And then, you know, there's a lot of randomness. But that said, I think what I would say to Caps fans is this team has shown over the course of most of the season that they can find ways to win. Mm-hmm. Whether it's outscoring the opponent, whether it's goalieing the opponent, whether it's locking them down defensively, they have found ways consistently, better than any team in the East, how to win games. And you just hope that no matter what kind of happens here over the next few days, that they're able to flip that proverbial switch and dial in and get into playoff game mode and get the job done. And it's looking increasingly like it's going to be Montreal.
Tark, what have you seen from Ryan Leonard so far?
I like his game, man. I like it. Feisty, goes hard to the net. You know, we saw him take the big hit from Adam Fantilli, and then later in the game after he came back in, you know, picked out Sean Corrali, who's a much bigger veteran player, and said, let's go. He had had enough. I like that spunk from the kid. But more importantly, from an X's and O's standpoint, his defensive detail is better than I thought it would be coming out of NCAA. I mean, he back checks hard. He's in the right spots. I mean, there's a long way to go. I'm not saying he's ready to become a breakout star in these playoffs. There's still a lot of runway in front of him, but he reminds me more and more as I watch him of a young TJ Oshie. I don't like doing the whole comparable thing after a handful of NHL games, but he's going to be a very, very good player for a long time in this league and hopefully for the Caps.
Hey, Tarik, not to jump ahead, and I'm sure we'll talk to you before the actual round one opponent, but assuming it is Montreal, I think they've split with them so far in the regular season.
Right.
Is there anything to be concerned about with Montreal? I'm just looking at their numbers. They've allowed more goals than they've scored. But like you said, they're playing meaningful games right now, and anything can happen in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, and we remember what happened the last time the Capitals played Montreal in the first round back in 2010. Not to pour any salt on any wounds, but I mean that old wounds. It happens. The Caps are the number one seed. Montreal is the last seed. Look, Montreal, any team that gets in the playoffs is a concern, especially those teams at the bottom, and you just mentioned it there, that are playing well and fighting tooth and nail to get in the playoffs because they have momentum, they have confidence. Montreal, I believe, is 6-2 or 6-1-1 their last eight. I think they dropped one in OT the other day. So they're playing well for the most part. They've lost their last two.
Yeah.
But they had a six-game winning streak in there. They're young. They're fast. And I don't want to say concerns me, but one thing that, when I'm writing my preview or talking about them, they might be just inexperienced and young enough to be too dumb to be scared of the moment. Yeah. And those teams can terrify you, right? I mean, like, they're kind of playing with house money a little bit. They're probably a year ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a young team that's been building under Marty St. Louis and, going in the right direction, but there were some fits and starts, and people were like, maybe 25, 26 might be their year or the year after that. And now they're kind of there. And I mean, Nick Suzuki, good hockey player. Lane Hutson, the older brother of Cole Hutson, who's one of the Caps' top prospects. He might be Rookie of the Year. I would say their weaknesses. Their goaltending is just okay. It's meh. Sam Montembeau, he's okay. He was in the Four Nations tournament as a backup, but for Canada.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I'm not saying that the Capitals should be wary or worried. I mean, the Capitals are the better team. But that said, once you get into the playoffs, and we've said this 3-4 times so far on the show, anything can happen in that first round. So it's more important the Caps get their own game in order here. These last two, if they are able to kind of dial in and build on yesterday's game, I know it was a 4-1 loss, but it was better than the previous night. Continue to build and go into the playoffs with some momentum and confidence. I think they can handle the first round. They can handle the Canadiens, but we'll see.
Let's wait and see, right? Okay. Yeah, Nick Suzuki, by the way, 87 points, 29 goals, 58 dimes, and he's got 87 points to lead them. So,
and Cole Caulfield is as dangerous as they come. I know he's only like 5'8", but you give that dude 2 inches, he is putting the goal. He is putting the puck crossbar down from anywhere. He's one of the most pure goal scorers in the league. He's just really small.
Right, I got you. Yeah,
I appreciate the time, Tark.
Thanks, Tark. Right,
we'll talk to you before round one.
Sounds good, guys.
Right, yep. Cake's not worried.
Nope.
Tark not worried. We put it up as our poll of the day.
So relaxed.
Brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Are you worried about the Capitals as they head into the playoffs? You can vote at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.